What? No. Okay. I think we start with Northeast Nottoway. Okay, 3, 2, 1. South Nottoway is going to begin their district basketball play next week. They do have their final regular season game against Stuartsville tonight. The head basketball coach of South Nottoway is Dustin Skoglund. South Nottoway has had a pretty good stretch here over the last couple weeks or so. All these have been wins. There would be a caveat to that, I guess, that it's certainly been an emotional last couple weeks or so. But the stretch started with a win against Northeast Nottoway, Coach, which at the time was a pretty needed win. One, because it was a game that it looked like you were in a lot of trouble. Northeast Nottoway had to lead most of that game. And two, while you'd been competitive in the previous three, you hadn't won them.
Yeah, it was a win that was definitely needed. And you know, they're athletic and young, and they play really hard for Coach Prophet. We went into that game knowing that in all reality their athletic depth was going to exceed our own. But it was a game that we were able to finish down the stretch with some free throws in the fourth quarter. We had a big fourth quarter, but it was definitely a timely win for us in terms of building some positive momentum for the end of the season run, conference and district wise, and. Despite the fact that we struggled for a big part of that game, and felt pretty good about the outcome.
Okay, you had three games over the next, I guess, 5 days or so, and again, that was because of the other things that had South Nottoway had to deal with. You did have a DeKalb in the first game that was back from what I'm sure was emotional type of week for South Nottoway, but went ahead and beat DeKalb. You have experience over a DeKalb team. A lot of teams do this year, and look like you took advantage of it. DeKalb's progressing just fine this year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it was definitely an emotional week for us, and it was one of those where, in some ways, it was good. We felt like for the kids to get back to some degree of normalcy there near the end of that week. We had no practices going into the DeKalb game, and it was one of those where the outcome wasn't necessarily as important as just kind of getting back and getting back in the swing of things and trying to get back into a little bit of routine. Certainly, in terms of competitiveness, it certainly favored us that they're a little bit young this year compared to where they've been in years past. But we came out and played well, played with a lot of emotion, which is good. You know, a lot of respect for the boys and girls both coming back off of the week they had and able to come out and respond like that. And we got a win against a team that's definitely progressing.
Okay, had Rockport then the next night. That was the makeup game from the game that was called off from Tuesday. Beat Rockport and, what, I guess got a last-second shot down to win it?
Yeah, and you know, I want to say how grateful we are to Rockport for moving that game for us. It would have been a difficult time for us to play. Same thing, though, another emotional game. Again, no practices. And it was a back-and-forth game. At one point, I think we had a 10-point lead in the first half. We kind of came out and had a 20-9 first quarter, played with a lot of emotion, but we had some foul trouble. We had a kid get a bloody nose, and our depth was tested. And usually when that happens, teams are able to either beat us or at least close on us, and we ended up in a tie ball game late in the game. Got an offensive rebound on a free throw with 7 seconds left and hit a big shot to go up two. So, and then we're able to get a stop defensively. So it was a big win for us. Rockport's a team that always comes out and plays really, really hard. And they've got some athleticism. They've got a couple guys that can play basketball. And, it was one that we were really happy to get out of there with.
Okay, and then had East Atchison on Tuesday and went on the road and beat a good, young East Atchison team that's had, you know, a level of success this year and a team that beat you in a close game, I guess, relatively recently, and you turned the tie. Now, other than the final score, I don't know if the games unfolded similarly, but it certainly looks like you two play competitive games together.
Yeah, definitely. It was real similar. It was kind of back and forth. I think at one point they had us actually down 12 in the second quarter. We went on a 12-0 run to finish out the second quarter and tie in, kind of gave ourselves some positive momentum going into the second half. The free Fremont kid who's kind of making a case for being our best player as a sophomore. Got his tooth knocked out in the third quarter, went down and spit it out and cleaned himself up and came back in and played and scored the first 3 points back in the game. So I guess can't say enough about him and his effort and really all of them. Again, a good East Atchison team, an emotional week for us. I think by that time we'd maybe had one practice. So we're feeling really good about the momentum we've built here at the end of the season and the level of intensity that we're playing with. And we're hoping that carries over into next week in the districts and tonight against Stuartsville.
All right. You mentioned that you've got Stuartsville and then you've got the district basketball tournament. And I guess you're just going to have to get used to the fact, and you probably are at this point, that when you win games, any result that you have, regardless of what the caliber of opposition is, it looks like it's going to be a fairly close game.
Yeah, I think that part of our struggles are just that, most nights when we trot out there, we've got some guys that can play basketball, but we just don't have a ton of athletic ability. And some of those teams that are maybe in the reverse, their athletes can keep them in games. And, we're starting a kid who just barely weighs 100 pounds and he plays his tail off and he's actually played really well the last several games. But, sometimes those kind of factors, sophomores, we start a couple of sophomores, sometimes that's where teams get us in our inexperience. Our top couple players have got some experience, but, I look for a battle tonight. The Yeager kid's a heck of a post player, maybe the best in the conference, in my opinion. So I know we're going to have our hands full there. I feel like I said, we've played with a lot of emotion here lately, and we've kind of got some positive momentum built, and we're hoping that we can maybe secure a third place in the conference tonight.
It's Destin Skoglund, head basketball coach, South Mountain Way. All right, Coach, thank you.
Thank you, Stuart. Bye.